folks, and thank you for coming back into the pod. This is going to kind of be a two-parter. So the first part is political. I'll let you know how many minutes it is so you can fast forward through it if it's not a time when you can handle listening to a few things. First of all, I would just like to say that for someone who is not Jewish to try to tell Jews that they should not vote for a political party is patently ridiculous and disgusting. And it is the way it was said by said politician. Basically, what's next? You're going to arrest us if we don't vote for you? Because we've heard that before. Our grandparents or great-grandparents or parents before us heard this same crap in Nazi Germany, and we're not going to sit still for it. I can promise you that. Okay? I will vote for whichever candidate closely matches my morals, my values, and what will be good for my family. Period. The end. Also, I would like to say, I speak for myself and many American Jews. Not all. I would never deign to speak to everyone's views because that would also be disgusting. And I am not disgusting. I may be a lot of things, but disgusting is not one of them. Okay? Most American Jews I know do not back Bibi Netanyahu because we think of him as, let's just say, the orange one of Israel. He is violent. His rhetoric is crazy. And you have to remember something. Bibi Netanyahu runs the country of Israel. He does not represent the Jewish people. You need to learn to separate that. And do not, I repeat, do not speak about things you don't know about. Don't open your fucking pie hole and tell me, as an American Jew, what I should be doing for my family. Because you will get a backlash like you have never seen in your life. You know nothing about the Talmud. You know nothing about what we believe. And you should shut it. And if you would like to speak about it, you should educate yourself about it instead of shooting off your mouth like your orange God, okay? We believe that God is the supreme being, period. Not some orange dude, okay, who was president and never should be again because he's crazy. He's a psychopathic nut job. You can absolutely vote for him if you would like to do so. Now, let me ask you something, Christians. Do you like being told you shouldn't vote for Trump? Do you like it? No? Then shut your fucking mouth. Right now, shut it. Zip it. Don't let me hear it out of your mouth. Okay? Because you have no business talking about it. Do not talk about Israel. Do not talk about what is going on over there when all you're doing is pulling sound bites out of your goddamn ass. Okay? I'm not going to tell you how to believe as a Christian. Don't you tell me how to believe as a Jew. What I am going to tell you, Christians, is that you don't have any business telling the entire country what to believe, and they have to act according to your religion. The same way Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, whomever, also have no business telling the country how to be and pass laws based on their religion or lack of religion. Everybody needs to fucking shut it and remember that we have in our Constitution a separation of church and state. And that is everybody's motherfucking church, not just mine, not just yours, not just the Hindus, not just the Buddhists, everybody. Keep your fucking religion out of my government. Keep it the fuck out. Okay? Nothing good, nothing good in any other country has ever come from one religion running the country. And it's interesting that Christo-fascists were the first ones to start screaming when they were saying that our previous president, 44, okay, was going to make it, you know, an ethnic state, and it was going to be, you know, ruled by Muslim religion and blah, 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 which never happened. And he was president for 8 years. It never even came close to happening, not even for a nanosecond. But yet you want a Christo-fascist state, which is run by the Christian religion. Really? Well, that would also suck. Just so we're all clear. You can have your religion. You can be Christian, Buddhist, Muslim. I don't have to list them. You know what I'm saying. Okay? But no one's religion, no one's, not mine, not yours, not anybody else's, should be running the government of the United States of America. Period. I said what I said. Okay? And it's the fucking goddamn truth. You should not need everyone in your country doing exactly the same thing as you to feel comfortable and happy. That is a mental problem, and you need to go get some help. Okay? If you are an intolerant son of a bitch and you think that everyone should follow your religion, then you've got bigger problems than most people can solve. You are an ignorant, close-minded fuck. And that is not how Jesus acted when he was on this planet. And you know it, and so do I. Jesus didn't go around preaching hate. Okay, if you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, or as Jews believe that he was a prophet, okay, just for the record, we did not put Jesus on the cross. That was the Romans, not us. Okay, not picking on the Romans, so chill, I'm married to an Italian, calm down. Okay, if you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and when he was on this planet during this Easter season, and he rose again, he was never preaching hate poor people, hate the other. He said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, love your neighbor, all those things. And if you're walking around claiming to be a Christian, and you're doing the exact opposite of all those things and more, then you're no motherfucking Christian, and let me tell you something. You are not going to be running this country, goddammit. Because your message of hate and exclusivity is not what God wants, and it isn't what this country stands for, and you know it. If you would like to go live in a monolithic country where there's only one color of people and everybody are forced into the same religion, then I might suggest you follow that Canadian family and move to Russia. Of course, you won't have freedom of speech, you won't have freedom of anything, but you'll have all white people around you if that makes you feel better. Okay? All the same religion, all white people. There you go. All the gays, lesbians, LGBTQ, they'll all be put in jail. So if that makes you happy, go over there. And I'm not speaking about the Russian people. The Russian people are wonderful people. I have Russian immigrants in my classes, and they're amazing. I am not speaking about the Russian people. I'm speaking about the government of Russia and how it's run right now. Okay? So everyone fucking chill. It is now 8:26 minute mark, and that will conclude my TED talk about why you don't talk about motherfucking Jews unless you are one, because I am, and you should shut up. Okay? So, moving on. Oprah Winfrey. Now, Oprah did a special Monday night called Shame, Blame in the Weight Loss Industry. A lot was said. A lot. If you have Hulu, it is streaming on Hulu. So you can absolutely check it out if you missed it. Okay? It was on ABC. So you can check the ABC app and see if you can watch it through their free app. You might be able to. I don't know. I haven't tried that. I DVR'd it. I watched it yesterday. I took notes. I have some thoughts, okay? First of all, Oprah Winfrey. I understand that Oprah is a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, as am I. I cannot understand Oprah's history as a black woman growing up in America, having slaves as ancestors. That is not my history, okay? But as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse by someone in my home, and I believe that it was also the case for Ms. Winfrey, I can tell you that gaining weight as a young girl to be, quote, unattractive to everybody, including your abuser, is something that does happen. And it's not a conscious choice. It is more like you don't even know you're doing it, but you wake up one day and you're 85 pounds overweight, okay? Obviously, I am not now, and I have had tons of therapy since then, but I can understand that. I can understand having an odd relationship with food because of that. Now, she started her show doing a bit of whining, complaining that the press has given her a hard time and they haven't been kind to her. I'm going to put my GPS on. So just for the record, I'm putting my GPS on. So you're going to hear a voice in the background, and that would be my GPS. So I apologize if it's distracting. It should only be for a minute.
Continue.
I just want to look at the traffic.
Okay.
In any case, I will shut it off now. Sorry about that. She was complaining at the beginning of her show about, the press and how they called her fat and how they told her she was ugly or dressed poorly or whatever. That should never happen to anyone. Okay. I agree with that. You should not be calling someone fat on the front page of a publication. However, when you're in the public eye, you know that this is going to happen. And, you know, it happens for me on a smaller scale, not the being called fat thing, but, you know, I get judged a lot and denigrated and told I'm stupid by customers. And, you know, you don't know how to run a business, but they're always constantly judging. And sometimes it brings me down. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes it makes me cry. But then I realized this was my choice to run this place. And I have to understand that people can be assholes. People can be assholes. And if you're one of the asshole customers who's gone behind my back and said nasty shit about the way I run the business, well, it's been here for 29 years because I'm running it and I have Karen with me. So you can just fuck off. If you think you can do a better job, I have a price tag for you, which you probably can't come up with. And you would never be able to build what we built. Because we have put our blood, sweat, and tears into that place. And if you think you can do a better fucking job, go down the street and do it. That's how I feel about it. Okay. And again, sometimes I have a low moment where I get upset by people's comments and their bullshit, but you have to just chalk it up to people being assholes because they just are. Okay. Everyone thinks that they're better than everybody else. I do not, but many, many people do. I shouldn't say everybody. Many people do, and they're assholes. So if that's you, go look in the mirror because no one is better on this planet than anybody else. We are all human beings. And when we stop treating each other like we're human beings, that we're just things that can be insulted, put down, hurt, whatever, that's when all of the negativity happens that's happening in our world. It's because of hate. And hate is not an emotion that anyone should be sharing with other human beings. Unless the guy's an axe murderer and he killed your sister, then yeah, go for it. Hate them. But you just hate somebody because they don't do exactly what you think they should do every day of the week? Fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. Okay? So, Oprah Winfrey did a little bit of that. On one hand, I understand it. On the other hand, she's got to handle that. And, you know, it's very hurtful when it's your body. And she internalized it, which, respect, okay? But having her do this special to me is ironic because she is the poster child for why the diet industry does not work, okay? And as she went along pretty quickly into this special, she did have doctors on. Now, these are doctors that have been doing research for 20 years, but they work closely with the pharmaceutical companies that are producing weight loss drugs like Wegovy and whatever the other ones are, okay? So you got to take that with a grain of salt, okay? Take it with a grain of salt. They are saying that they knew 20 years ago from all of their research. Now, this is well before these drugs were in wide use, because we only heard about them recently, right? All of us. So they've been doing research, which of course is valid, that shows that obesity in some people is an actual disease. Now, you might say, well, they're just saying that so they can pump out these drugs. Whoa, hold on. Listen to what I just said. Okay? This research came out 20 years ago. It was not widely announced, spoken about, or anything. Nada. Okay? It's very recently from TikTok, actually, that people know about these drugs. Now, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are advertising them. But you have to go back and listen and look things up, which I did, and you will see that while I agree this was kind of sort of a commercial for the pharmaceuticals, this research actually came out 2 decades ago. And it was not in wide use. And in fact, as you can see from her history, Miss Winfrey did not know about it because I'm guessing, like she did recently, had she known about these drugs and what they could do for weight loss or people who do have obesity disease, she would have gone on it or been part of a clinical trial. So let's hold space for that for a minute. Okay, I understand what you're saying, some of you, about this is just a commercial for the pharmaceuticals, all that stuff. I respect that, and I validate you. But there's two sides to every coin. So let's try to explore the other side of that coin, which is doctors are showing that obesity is a disease, that there is a gene in some people with excess weight on their body. There is a gene that basically tells their brains they are never, ever full. Think about yourself for a minute. Do you ever feel full? I do. Definitely. It's like, oh, we went out for my brother's birthday to Black and Blue. After that meal, I didn't feel over full, but I was full. I was done eating, for sure. For sure. For me not to eat a peanut butter chocolate dessert in full, we took more than half of it home, and my husband and I ate some of it together. I can stop myself from doing that. I can. But there are people, apparently, who have a particular gene, I'm going to say again, gene, that they never, ever feel full while they are eating lunch. While they're eating lunch, say you're out with your girlfriends, do you think about what's for dinner? And I don't mean as the woman of the house or the man of the house who plans the meals. Like, oh my God, what am I going to make for dinner? That's different than, oh my God, what am I eating for dinner? Those are two different things. Okay. The bane of existence of adults is figuring out what to have for dinner every night of your life. Youngins, if you're young, a young adult listening to this, this is going to be the bane of your existence forever. You have to come up with it every single night, whether you're a man, woman, single, married, kids, no kids, you have to come up with it, and it sucks. Okay, but that's a sidebar to this conversation, okay? If you never, ever, ever feel full and you struggle with your weight and you go on diets and you feel like it's you and you don't have the willpower, quote unquote, and you don't have the whatever, okay? You feel like it's you. It may be that you have the obesity gene. And there are specific doctors, specialists, that specialize in the treatment of obesity disease. And you need to go Find out if you have the gene with one of these specialists. Now, many people who have excess weight on their body do not have obesity disease, and they will need to take a different track to get their weight under control, because they can. If this research is correct, and everything that I've read looks like it is, again, from 20 years ago, way, way, way before any of us knew anything other than our parents being on Dexatrim in the 70s and 80s trying to get thin, which are uppers, by the way, amphetamines, okay? We didn't know doctors were doing this research. We don't know doctors are doing research on a lot of things. That's how medicine works. That's why it's called practicing medicine. They're trying different things in research for all sorts of conditions. But if you have the obesity gene, it is telling your brain to keep eating all the time. Okay? You will never be able to take off weight permanently, because your brain is not going to allow it. There is going to need to be treatment. Now, right now, the treatment for those with obesity disease that have this gene is these weight loss drugs. And I was kind of sad for a minute to hear that those with obesity disease will have to be on these medications for life, because what they've seen in their studies is that when they go off, okay, the weight comes back on and they have those cravings all the time and they can't stop eating and the weight comes back on. Now, I say I was initially sad because then I stepped back and I started thinking about the things that people take medication for all the time. Okay, these medications are used for diabetics. I don't think all of them are. I think it's a certain subset of them that are, okay? And by the way, these medications need to be used only for people who have obesity disease, not people who are trying to take off 20 pounds for their high school reunion or their children's wedding. These drugs should be reserved for people who have a serious disease and their obesity disease is causing them to have ancillary health problems that can be life-threatening, like diabetes, heart disease, cholesterol, and many other things. Fatty liver disease, all sorts of, there's 60 different conditions that having excessive weight on the body can cause. But again, I'm going to say, these medications should be only for people who have obesity disease. They have been given a diagnosis by an obesity specialist, not your GP. Oh yeah, I want to lose 40 pounds. Here, take this shot. No. So, while I was sad to hear that people with obesity disease need to be on this medication for life, I stepped back, as I said, and I thought, wait a minute. Diabetics have to treat their condition for life, especially type 1 diabetics. People with heart disease, people with all sorts of diseases and conditions have to treat it with medication for the rest of their lives so that they can live a happy, healthy, and productive life. So before we say, oh yeah, it's just the pharmaceutical companies, hold on. There are people living with kidney disease. I mean, name a part of the body. You all know what I'm saying, okay? So let's hold that. Let's hold our judgment on that. These doctors, and they did have representatives from the two drug companies on this show, okay? Everyone agreed that these drugs should not be being prescribed and used by people who just want to lose some weight. No, If your doctor prescribes it because you have excessive weight and you're on it for a time because you do not have obesity disease, but you are suffering health problems from an elevated weight, you could be on it for a time, go off, and not have the weight come back on. But again, if you have obesity disease, and we have to wrap our minds around that, that it is a disease. It's not a personal shortcoming. It's not a failure of you as a person, okay? And that's what people have to get. It's not a failure of you as a person. It's a disease. There were many other things spoken about, and I'm still kind of feeling in the middle about it. I'll be really honest. But before you make a value judgment, I want you to watch and I want you to do some research. Because if truly obesity can be a disease in a certain amount of the population, this is a game changer for those people suffering from that disease. But yes, as we can see, it's very easily abused. And that should not happen. The treatment, I should say, can be easily abused, and it should not happen. So as always, educate yourself, step carefully, and keep an open mind, because that's important for all of us.